What's up, world? Welcome to the positive truth, uplifting, and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you, sir?
I'm doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
Amazing. It's back.
It is good to be back. We might as well address the long absence. We haven't recorded since May 20th, Tim.
It seems so much longer than that.
At least that's the last time I sent you a message about Zoom, so I'm assuming that's the last time we recorded. Things have happened. We have been very busy. And now life is still more busy, but we have made time. We're going to do once a week stories with a little video clips. So yeah, we have our top 10 favorite positive news stories of the past week. I heard Tim has a theme. What theme do you have, sir?
We are talking about the Paris Olympics today, sir.
What do you have for your first positive news story?
I'm going to start off with the youngest male athlete to perform to run under the U.S. Olympic team. His name is Quincy Wilson. He is 16 years old, and at the Olympic trials, he ran the 400-meter dash, which is one lap around the track, in 44 seconds. He broke the under-18 world record while doing so, making the U.S. Olympic team, running in the 4x4. He ran the first leg in one of the early rounds, where his team made it onto the next rounds, where they eventually ended up winning the gold medal. So not only did he become the youngest male athlete to run for the United States, he became the youngest male athlete to actually win a gold medal. And guess what, JP? He's only about to be a sophomore in high school. This story is wild to me. It definitely inspired me. I was out here, I wish I could move because I want to run that fast again.
Again, you ran a 44-second lap?
Never in my entire life. I didn't even dream about running that fast. That's how fast that is.
Yeah, that's like a sprint the whole way.
It's exactly what it was.
Unbelievable. 16. Imagine what he's going to do at 25.
18 even, man.
18. Or have you ever ran a 5K before?
Absolutely.
Okay, have you ever ran a 5,000K before?
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Okay, so Tim and I went completely different opposite routes for these positive news stories. Mine is about a doctor in China, my first positive news story, in the Shanghai Chest Hospital. And he performed one of the best work-from-home stories I've ever seen. He was a surgeon in Shanghai. His patient and surgical robot was in Xinying, far west China, 5,000 kilometers away. He performed a surgery on July 13th using a robot 5,000 kilometers away to do lung surgery. I'm sorry, it just blew me away. Talk about working from home. So he got this robot, and he's using the robot to cut into this man, saves his life, everything goes great. Also, the IT guy that's in charge of the Wi-Fi. We need you on our team here at Trifecta, I'm just saying.
Oh my goodness, that is hilarious. 10 out of 10 joke from JP.
I'm serious. Can you imagine the Wi-Fi going out during that surgery? Can you imagine what the IT guy is thinking about? I just think it's amazing because we just went through the pandemic, which pushed all the, you know, everywhere, all the fun stuff with the Zoom and the stream calls and the working from home to another level. But this just pushed it to a whole another level. I want to hire my doctor. I want to hire him. That's all I'm saying.
Hired, man. That's my lifelong doctor now. For now on, forever. My kid's doctor, my kid's doctor.
So that's my first positive news story. What do you got, Tim?
Man, I am sticking with the Olympics, like I said. So I went with the youngest. Now I'm going with one of the oldest, aka wisest, Olympians. Her name is Nia Zealand. I hope I did not butcher that, but I tried. So she represented Luxembourg, but she was actually born in China. She played table tennis, and back in the 1980s, she actually made the China national team, where she didn't make the Olympic team a couple years later, and it threw her off a little bit. She moved, stopped playing, started playing again, and she kept making Olympic teams for our world championship teams for Luxembourg, finally made it to the Olympics, and now at 61 years old, she just performed in her fifth Olympics, which I think is wild in itself, JP. But I am going to have to skip over to my very next story before you tell yours. You know why? Because it was inspired by Miss Nia Zia Lian. It's another table tennis woman. Her name is Tanya. She actually was born in China as well, and she did not make the Olympic team back in the 1980s. Why? Because they changed some rules about the paddles. You had to use certain paddles. It messed her up mentally a little bit, so she decided to quit playing. That's whenever she received a teaching job in Chile that she took, moved to Chile, stopped playing table tennis completely. It wasn't until 30 years later, the pandemic happened. She's at home. She picks up a paddle. She enjoys it. She sees her friend, Miss Nia Zia Long, Liam, playing table tennis still. And she thought, you know what? If she can do it, maybe I can still do it. She ended up coaching. Next thing, she's playing and competing. And she ended up making the national team in Chile. All those years later, where she failed to make the Olympic team in the 1980s, she made it in 2000 for her debut, which was just a beautiful sight. I actually watched her play in the table tennis match because I was paying attention to this one as it was going when I first heard about it. And it was so awesome. After she played in her match, everybody gave her a standing ovation. You could just see the little kid in her. You didn't see a 58-year-old woman. You saw a 12, 13-year-old young girl who set a goal and finally got to achieve it. So I definitely wanted to bring those two stories up really quick. Bang, shout out to the Olympics.
So what you're saying is there's a chance for us three-on-three basketball in the next Olympics?
Man, there's a water polo thing that is so wild. They do it on a court. It's not water polo. I'm sorry. It's like street polo, like on a basketball court. I really think we could do it, man. 10 years ago, we could have did it. Not right now. I know how my hips are. It looks so legit.
I actually didn't watch hardly any Olympics. So yeah, just send me the clip because I don't know what you're talking about here.
I got you. Even Edna was like, I think I can do this. It was hilarious.
See, this is where we took completely different approaches to our first story back. I was coming in with the positive news stories that made me smile or made me laugh. So all of mine, except the end one's actually pretty serious, like normal JP, but the rest of mine are all just funny or just, I just think they're great. So mine is about ESPN and Sportsnet. Sportsnet is Toronto's basically Fox Sport or Canada's Fox Sport. They did their first ever ASL broadcast for the Stanley Cup Finals this past June. The first major sport to offer an ASL broadcast in the championships ever. It was for hockey. And sometimes when you get a positive news story, you're like, wait a minute, that's never been a thing before, because we're privileged. We don't have that issue. We never even thought about it. And then realizing that this was a thing, and then watching the Olympics, Steph went crazy the last couple of games. There needs to be an ASL going crazy as well. So I just thought it was a really awesome, positive news story. And hopefully they did ASL for the Olympics.
I don't know if I saw anything, but hopefully they did. I'm sure they did. They're all about inclusion for sure.
Well, if they don't, maybe we should learn and we can be the announcers next Olympics. Four years.
I'll learn the basics, the alphabet.
Did you hit two stories or do you still have three more?
I have two more stories to go, boss man.
So we're at the halfway point, so we need to pause, do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well, guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
I am grateful for the stories that I have and the reason why I wanted to do an Olympic theme. My niece this past weekend, hey, Uncle Tim. Hey, what's up, Vanessa? I really want to run track now. Blew my mind. None of my nieces or nephews wanted to run track. I was the only one in my family that wanted to run. They all dislike running, but she was watching the Olympics and she loved the storylines that were going on. And she realized, I don't like to run, but I do want to run track. So what are the shortest events? And first thing she said, I want to run the 100, the 200, or the 400. Nothing else. I don't want to jump. I don't want to do hurdles. So don't ask me. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Which of your 1,000 nieces was this?
This is the one. This is Edna's niece. The one that's 6 foot tall, basically, right now at the age of 11.
Yeah, you should do the long jump.
A long jump, high jump, anything where she has to jump, for sure.
Also, that 400 and 200 are not easy. You gotta be in shape. She doesn't understand.
She's gonna learn, for sure. She's gonna learn.
She doesn't understand. I'm grateful for, wait for it, Tim, wait for it. This is a big moment. 35 years in the making. I'm grateful for mornings. I've always been a night person. Yeah, I'm still a night person. But if I don't get up in the morning and work out or get started, there's just not enough time in the day anymore.
Washed.
Oh, you have no idea. one Saturday, I woke up so early, I did four things. And then I looked at my phone, I'm like, the stores haven't even opened yet. I was like, wow. I've been waking up at 7 and then been working out by 7:30. Saturday, I woke up at 5:30 naturally. I was just like, what's going on? But I'm still a night person. Like, I'm staying up till 11. So maybe I'm just not sleeping. I don't know. But it's the only way I can find time to do all the things I need to do. So shout out to mornings.
Shout out to mornings. But that is hilarious. Because about 2 years ago when I was saying this, wow, I love it. I love us getting old. I swear it's amazing.
I'm going to skip all the jokes and go right to the positive news stories. My next positive news story is also funny, but it's also a life-saving positive news story. A family at the lake, hanging out, doing things you do at the lake. They're cooking out food. They're barbecuing. They're swimming. They're in Amarillo, Texas, so you know it's hot. When one of the young children was like, look, a baby bird's on the ground. And the bird had fell out of its nest. It was a barn owl. It was just born. And whenever barn owls fall out of the nest, mother's like, nothing I can do. So it's shaking and it looked bad. Did what every young kid does, goes to their parents. What do we do? What do we do? And this is where this is one of my favorite positive news stories, because the mom of Mexican heritage did the greatest thing ever. She warmed up a tortilla and wrapped the little baby bird, little barn owl, around it to keep it warm. Called the wildlife center. Wildlife center got there in time. Tortilla kept the bird warm, got it to safety, got it food, and ended up surviving. And my favorite part, Tim, they ended up naming the baby bird Taquito.
Oh my gosh. First off, I didn't think you were going to go that way, that direction with the story whenever you brought up the tortilla. I was so scared. So I'm glad that it ended the way that it ended.
Taquito. That is an amazing
10 out of 10 name. That was the best nickname of all time. Did they keep the bird, or the bird, they let the bird go into the wild?
Yeah, Wildlife Center saved the bird. It's still really young. It needs to get nursed.
Okay. That's amazing. Well, shout out to Taquito, man. That's amazing. He's going to have a story when he gets back.
What do you have for your next positive news story, sir?
Oh, man, my next one, actually, I thought was hilarious when I first saw it, but then I looked into it a little bit more, and I'm like, okay, this is amazing. So do you remember who Flavor Flav is?
Flavor Flav. You knew I was going to do it.
Absolutely. So for those that don't know, he was actually a member of the rap group Public Enemy. He also had a TV show back whenever we were kids called Flavor of Love, where people competed for his love. It was amazing. The beginning of what, reality TV? So he actually was talking to his manager, who came across an article, and this article was talking about the women's water polo team. The women's water polo team had members on their team representing the United States of America working two or three jobs just to make ends meet. They're practicing all day, and then they were going to their second job, their third job, their fourth job, whatever they do to pay bills. Once the manager of Flavor Flav saw this, brought it to Flavor Flav's attention, he said, oh, nah, man, we got to do something about this. You know what I mean? He kept saying that in the article. You know what I mean? And at the end, you'll understand what I mean whenever he kept saying that. So he kept saying, so he wanted to do something about it. Talked to his manager. They decided to donate some money. They now sponsor the U.S. Women's Water Polo team for the Paris Olympics. But it went a little bit farther than that. He said, you know what? These women are doing their best to come out here and represent the United States to make us look as best as we can. We have to do more. So he ended up signing a 5-year sponsorship deal with the women's water polo team, so they don't have to worry about working another two or three jobs while focusing on representing the country. And I thought that was amazing in itself. And in the interview, that he kept saying, do you know what I mean? These women deserve more. They deserve everything that we have. Water polo is not a popular sport, but by the end of this next Olympics, it will be. And I just thought it was amazing because this dude is so little, but he's so loud and he knows how to use his mouth. And he kept saying so to make sure everybody heard him. And I thought it was awesome. So shout out to Flavor Flav doing something amazing like that.
In the rap group Public Enemy, he was the hype man. And a hype man just basically gets everyone started, keeps the positive energy going, keeps the movement going. And he made that his lifestyle. He's been a hype man his whole life. So hyping up the U.S. women's polo team, that's just who he is. When you're such a positive person, you're a hype man, you get paid for it. So when you know you made it right there.
And he's giving back without anybody asking. Take that, world.
I want to follow this up with the story of Sumsia Lee. This is my Olympic story. Have you heard this one?
Ben? I've heard of the name, so I might have read it or heard about it a little bit, but I'm listening because I'm all about the Olympics.
I'm going to call her Sune Lee. She won bronze medal during the women's artistic gymnastics individual uneven bars final in the 2024 Olympics. But the reason I'm talking about her, is because last December, she weighed 45 pounds more than she did at the Olympics. She was the 2020 Olympic champion, but she got kidney disease and it put her down. She couldn't get out of bed. She couldn't move. Her weight went up and down. She gained 45 pounds and she just felt, man, I'm not going to make it. I'm losing my dreams. I'm not going to be able to do anything. 21 years old, didn't let it stop her. She got the cure she needed. Talked to her trainer, was like, in February, she's like, I can't, it's too hard for me to come back. He pushed her. They improvised their training. She ended up making it on the Olympic trials and then got bronze. So went from 45 pounds overweight to getting third best in the world in that short of a time. That's pretty inspirational, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Being a gymnast is a lifelong thing. You start off basically at 3 years old, if not younger, and you just work your whole entire life to it. So the fact that she became out of shape, she had to deal with her illness, and then come back and get a medal? Come on, JP. That's amazing.
Absolutely stunning. What do you have for your last positive news story, Seth?
My last positive news story is my favorite one. This is about Sydney Ngamba. I know I butchered her last name, but I tried. So she is actually a boxer, and she was born in Cameroon. And at the age of 11, about 15 years ago, she moved from Cameroon. And when she moved to England, she became a refugee. She went to school, she trained, she worked hard, and she fell in love with boxing. And when she was there, she was getting older, she's learning more, she's applying for citizenship. They turned it down multiple times. They just kept denying it. She ended up getting arrested a few times because of her refugee status. So because of her refugee status for the Olympics, she had to fight under Team Refugee. So for those that do not know, Team Refugee is all the refugees around the world that don't have a place to live, to call home. They fight under that under the Olympics so they can still perform. And she actually became the first Team Refugee Olympian to medal. She placed third in boxing, where she lost, I believe, to a woman from Spain, which was a great match from my understanding. And she ended up becoming a hero to 120 million refugees across the world by winning this bronze medal. It might as well be gold in my eyes. Whenever I read her story, I just thought it was really beautiful. It definitely touched me because of all the things that are going on in the world. So they just brought a lot of balance, man. So yeah, shout out to these Olympics, brought a smile to my eyes, and shout out to Cindy going out there, becoming an Olympian, a medalist, just overcoming all the odds.
When you've been overcoming odds your whole life, fighting for more and fighting for other people comes easy. Shout out to Sydney. Shout out and do rags off to you.
Votes by JP.
Unfortunately, I can't follow up these great stories, so I'm just going to throw this one out there. I thought this one was great. The number of plastic bags found on the UK beaches is down 80% since a change a decade ago. A decade ago, UK, they started making people pay for their plastic bags whenever they paid out at like convenience stores or grocery stores. Since then, 80% less plastic bags on the beaches in the waters because people are carrying around a reusable bag. And it's amazing what happens with just a little bit of conservation. And it also just goes to show conservation laws work, and one simple change can do a drastic amount of difference. Not as inspirational as what you just said, Tim, but as inspirational in the long run, I would like to say.
We're still going green all these years later. That's all that matters.
Do you have a quote before we get out of here?
I don't run to see who's the fastest. I run to see who has the most guts. Steve Prefontaine. It's one of my favorite runners. One of my favorite U.S. Olympians.
Close by, Tim. We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.